that which concerns you.
Thank you. This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Fear is something that we've all had to face in our lives. You could consider the word fear an acronym for false evidence appearing real. When I was 12, my brother Roy was 16 and had just gotten his driver's license. Mom and Dad went out one evening, leaving the two of us home alone. Just after dark, Roy announced to me that he was going to drive his car to the store and buy some snacks. I could hear his car start and the sound of his glass-packed muffler as he drove off down the road. Minutes turned into what seemed like an eternity as I sat anxious for him to return. And then I heard what sounded like someone scratching on the screen of my bedroom window. I ran to Mom and Dad's bedroom and within seconds heard someone tapping on their window as well. So I ran to the Florida room only to hear noises outside those windows. Oh my goodness, they've got the place surrounded. I've got to call the police. So I made a mad dash to the kitchen to our only phone, and just as I lifted it from the lever, there was a loud slam on the carport door. I dropped the phone on the floor and ran back to my parents' closet where I hid myself under clothes, shaking uncontrollably and repeating the name of Jesus over and over again. About 5 minutes later, I ran as Roy came through the door, throwing my arms around him and still trembling as I said, "I'm so glad you're home. Some men were trying to break into the house. There must have been four or five of them." But something seemed odd. As I hugged him, Roy's body was shaking. I thought he was crying with me, but I realized he was actually laughing. Looking up at his face, it became very clear. It was him all the time. The enemy can do the very same thing, make you feel as though you're under attack, when in reality, there's no actual threat at all. Remember the words of Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." I didn't tell on Roy until about 20 years later. Dad actually got pretty upset with him, but by then, he was just a little too big to spank. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
You can only comfort people genuinely when you've been hurt, when you felt pain, when you felt rejection, when you have felt in need, when you have felt yourself heading in the wrong direction, when you felt yourself losing it in life, and somehow God begins to work in your life His awesome comfort. We become the most effective when we've hurt the most.
Suffering is God's catalyst for building character. You might think, maybe, but show me someone who suffered like I have. Well, today on In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, we'll hear about the Apostle Paul, who endured intense pain but was not defeated by his circumstances. What was Paul's secret? Here's Dr. Stanley to explain.
Adversity comes in all forms. And when I think about it, I think about how universal it is. It doesn't make a difference where you live, where you come from, what color, what culture. It doesn't make any difference. Adversity is just adversity. And what I want you to understand in this message, I want you to understand that adversity in our life can either be this overwhelming sense of burden, this burden that is weighty, heavy, that makes us weary, tired, restless, and just worn out. Or the same adversity can be like a bridge that leads me to a deeper relationship to God. It's all in my attitude and all in my understanding of what God is doing. Well, the Apostle Paul is the best example in the Scripture of a person who not only went through all kinds of adversity, but who understood the most basic principles. And in this passage, if you will listen carefully, and I want to encourage you to write down these statements, it will help you, enable you to keep your attitude right, the goal right, understand what God's doing in your life, and you will have a totally different attitude about whatever you're going through, whatever that may be. So I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. So I won't put these in any order necessarily. I just want to start with this very first thing. And that is, he learned this. He learned that he could experience contentment in the midst of his adversity, which is what most people never learn, that he could be content in the midst of his adversity. And I want you to notice what he says in verse 10. He says, "Therefore, I am well content with what? Weaknesses, insults, distresses, persecutions, difficulties." That'd send most people to bed. He says, "I'm content with these things." Now, why could he say that? Because he knew how to respond. Here's what he'd learned. He'd learned that he was learning something about his relationship to Jesus. And he was learning that these things were not tearing him down, but that somehow he could have contentment. And remember, he's writing Philippians and Ephesians and Colossians. He's writing these epistles from a prison cell because he's gone from one jail to the other. And now he's talking about the fact that one thing he learned was that he could have contentment in the midst of all that. He also learned to see everything as coming from God, which is one of the basic principles to prevent a person from being bitter, resentful, and hostile. Listen to what he says in this passage. He says, for example, in verse 7, "Because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep